ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dave Uram from KYW Morning Sports. He's the great Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. It is the Wednesday of Week 8, revenge week for the Eagles as they host the Giants 1 o'clock Sunday at the Link. Merrill, yesterday we heard from the Eagles coordinators. Let's start with defensive coordinator Vic Fangio because, of course, Brandon Graham is officially back. What does Vic Fangio expect from BG?
Well, Vic Fangio really keeps it real. I mean, he doesn't go overboard either way. But he said, first and foremost, you have to find out what kind of condition he's in. And there's certainly a difference between being in good shape and being in good football shape, which means able to take hits and give hits. And he said they're going to have to wait and see just where he is in that regard. And as far as retention is concerned, he thinks that Brandon Graham is a smart football player. And again, he'll see how much review he has to go over to pick up where he left off last year.
Yeah, and this is just me speaking. It's probably pretty good timing. You know, who knows what happens Sunday, but it's probably pretty good timing that he's coming back with one game to go before the bye week, so he'll have that bye week as well.
I agree. In
the swing of things. Seven games into the season, Merrill, we have seen a lot of Jahad Campbell and Drew Makuba, the Eagles' first two draft picks this year. Campbell played some edge the other day, and Makuba, of course, has been a starter. What did Fangio think of the way that Campbell played on the edge, and what is his assessment of Makuba?
Well, let's start with Campbell. He hasn't played on the edge very, very much, and it's a learning process, and Vic said that. He said he's got to get used to it. He spent very little time there until this game. He said, so it's going to take some time, but he's a very, very talented football player, and Vic has a lot of confidence that he's going to develop. As far as Makuba is concerned, he'll make one great play and then one mistake. He said his performances have been uneven, but he feels he'll get better.
And we'll close with this, special teams coordinator Michael Clay. The Eagles' return game was a little bit better against Minnesota, Merrill, and that's because Xavier Gibson was back there fielding some kickoffs. What was Michael Clay's thoughts about Gibson?
He said nice things about Xavier Gibson. I actually think it was a lot better that Gibson adds some spark. The combination of Gibson and Shipley is a very good combination back there. And I'll remind people, when Gibson was with the New York Jets, they were playing a primetime game against the Buffalo Bills that had gone to overtime. And in that overtime, Gibson fielded a punt and took it 65 yards for a touchdown to end the game. So the talent is there.
I remember that quite well. That was a very, very exciting game at MetLife Stadium. Merrill, appreciate you filling us in on the coordinators, and we'll chat again tomorrow. That's the great Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find?
Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.